Max the Flying Truck's Desert Adventure. In the sunny town of Twinkleville lived a little green truck named Max. Max wasn't like other trucks. He was bright green with shiny chrome bumpers and the happiest headlights you've ever seen. Every morning, Max would wake up as the sun peeked over the hills. "Time for a new day," he would beep cheerfully. One day, Max decided to drive somewhere new. "I think I'll explore the desert today," he said to himself. "I've never been there before." Max filled up his tank with fuel and checked his tires. "All set for an adventure," he honked. The little green truck drove out of town, past fields of flowers, and toward the wide open desert. Soon the road became long and straight, stretching out as far as Max could see. "Wow," said Max, "this road goes on forever." As Max drove faster and faster down the straight desert road, something very strange began to happen. His sides started to tingle. "What's that feeling?" wondered Max. Suddenly, with a whoosh and a sprowing, two big wings popped out from the sides of Max's truck body. "Wings?" gasped Max. "I have wings." Before he could think about what was happening, Max felt his tires lift off the ground. He was flying. "I'm flying! I'm actually flying!" shouted Max with delight as he soared up, up, up into the bright blue sky. Max swooshed through the air, doing loops and spins above the desert. "This is the most fun I've ever had," he laughed. As he zoomed through the sky, Max spotted a flock of geese flying in a V-shape. "Hello, geese friends," called Max. The geese turned their heads in surprise. They had never seen a flying truck before. "Hello there, truck," honked the lead goose. "What are you doing up here in the sky? Trucks don't usually fly." "I don't know how it happened," said Max, "but I suddenly grew wings. Now I can fly just like you." "Well, be careful," warned the goose. "Flying takes practice." Max thanked the geese and flew on. He was having so much fun that he started flying faster and faster. "Whee!" he shouted as he zoomed through the air. Max was flying so fast that he created a powerful sound wave beneath him. The sound wave was so strong that it shook the ground below. Down on the desert floor, the plants began to wiggle. Then they began to shake. And then, pop! The plants were pulled right out of the ground. The plants swirled up into the air, spinning around and around in a whirling plant tornado that followed Max wherever he flew. "Oh my," exclaimed Max when he looked back and saw what was happening. "I didn't mean to make a plant tornado." Not far away, a group of bunny friends were playing hide-and-seek among the desert bushes. There was Atlas, the brave brown bunny with the longest ears, Piper, the quick white bunny with a fluffy tail, and Isla, the clever grey bunny who always found the best hiding spots. "My turn to seek," said Atlas, covering his eyes with his paws. 1, 2, 3. But before Atlas could finish counting, the three bunnies heard a strange whooshing sound. "What's that?" asked Piper, her nose twitching. The bunnies looked up to see Max flying overhead with a huge tornado of plants swirling behind him. "Run," shouted Isla, "it's a plant tornado." The three bunny friends hopped as fast as they could away from the swirling tornado. Their little hearts were racing. "Head for home," called Atlas, leading the way toward their burrows. As they ran, the plant tornado began to slow down. Plants of all kinds, cactuses, flowers, and bushes, dropped from the sky all around them. "Look at all these plants," said Piper, pausing to sniff a tasty-looking flower that had fallen nearby. "I'm actually really hungry." "Me too," said Isla, munching on a carrot that had landed right in front of her. "All this running made me hungry." The bunnies realized that many of the plants were actually their favorite foods. There were carrots, lettuce, dandelions, and clover everywhere. "This is the best lunch ever," said Atlas, taking a big bite of a leafy green. After eating their fill, the bunnies knew it was time to get back to their homes before dark. "Let's go to our burrows," said Isla. "Our families will be waiting for us." The three friends continued hopping toward home, their tummies full and happy. But just as they approached the field where their burrows were, they came to a tall fence. "Oh no," gasped Piper. "I forgot about this new fence. How will we get home?" The fence was too high for even Atlas with his strong legs to jump over. The bunnies sat down, feeling sad and worried. "How will we get back to our families?" asked Isla with a sniffle. Just then, they heard heavy footsteps approaching. The bunnies huddled together, a little scared. From around a large rock appeared a friendly face, with kind eyes peering out from thick black fur. It was the Black Yeti. "Hello, little ones," said the Yeti in a gentle, deep voice. "Why do you look so sad?" "We can't get home," explained Atlas, pointing to the fence. "Our burrows are on the other side, but we can't jump over." The Yeti smiled. "I can help with that." With his strong, furry hands, the Yeti carefully lifted up a section of the fence, making a space just big enough for the bunnies to fit through. "Hurry now," said the Yeti. "Scoot under while I hold it up." "Thank you, thank you," the bunnies said as they hopped under the fence one by one. Once they were all safely on the other side, they waved goodbye to their new Yeti friend. "Come visit us sometime," called Piper. "We can share our carrots with you." The Yeti waved back with a big smile. The bunnies hurried to their burrows, where their families were waiting. They told exciting stories about the flying green truck, the plant tornado, and the kind Yeti who helped them get home. After a warm family dinner, the bunnies snuggled into their soft, cozy beds of grass and moss. "What an amazing day," yawned Atlas as he closed his eyes. "I wonder if we'll see the flying truck again," whispered Piper sleepily. "I hope so," murmured Isla, already drifting off to dreamland. Meanwhile, high above in the night sky, Max the flying truck was still soaring among the stars, his headlights shining like beacons in the darkness. "What a wonderful adventure," thought Max as he gently glided through the cool night air. "I can't wait to tell everyone in Twinkleville about the geese, the plant tornado, and all the new friends I made today." Max yawned a truck-sized yawn. He was getting sleepy too. Slowly, he descended back to Earth, his wheels touching softly on the desert sand. As his magical wings folded back into his sides, Max settled down for the night under a blanket of twinkling stars. "Good night, desert," whispered Max. "Thank you for the most amazing day ever." And with that, both Max and his new bunny friends fell fast asleep, dreaming of the next big adventure that awaited them all.